Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by 1 month to the date before things get started in Detroit, round one of the NFL draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level and await to hearing the name come off the board is today's guest. He hails from Fresno State, began his career at Michigan State, all-academic star, and also a Mountain West champion. It's none other than the Fresno State standout offensive lineman, Jacob Isaiah. Jacob, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited, and it's a pleasant day today.
I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, 1 month away, kind of take us through the last few months. I'm sure it's been a roller coaster of emotions on days you're grinding away at probably, I assume, a childhood dream. But what's it like to wake up each morning knowing that you're not getting ready for spring ball practice, you're getting ready for the National Football League and getting your butt in the door?
I mean, you know, it's been a grind. I mean, I'm out here in Phoenix, Arizona, training, you know, getting ready for the next level. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of it. I wake up at 5:20 a.m. every day to make that drive to go work out. And, you know, I love it. I love the grind. I love waking up early. I'm a morning person.
So let me ask you, how far is the drive, and when do you get back? So you're on the road, I guess, out the door at 5:20, or how's that work?
So I live out here in Gilbert, and I train in Scottsdale. So it's about northern Scottsdale. So it's about an hour-ish drive sometimes. You know, morning traffic, everyone's on the interstate going to work. So, you know, you try to beat it, but I honestly get stuck in traffic. But I like getting to the facility at least an hour or so early, you know, get my mind right, you know, roll out, you know, just get ready for lifts. And it's been going well.
Awesome. And I always like to rewind the show, and you have a history, NFL DNA in your blood. Your father played in the league. Your grandfather was a standout as well in terms of one of the most famous Hawaii players. So, I mean, football, I assume, was just the family go-to, the activity of activities. But with that said, growing up in that atmosphere, and I know your father passed away, and we were sorry to hear about that a couple of years ago, but how important was he and your grandfather in terms of kind of helping you develop into the young man that we speak to now?
They were both integral parts of you know, my upbringing. You know, I looked up to both of them, but you know, the main thing that they put in me is you know, making my own way, you know, making my own path. You know, I mean, it's great that, you know, my dad accomplished this, my grandpa accomplished that, but you know, it's up to me to do what I wanted. And you know, I chose to play football and to, you know, follow in those footsteps. And you know, they were and my grandpa still is a guide for me and very big supporters. One of my top supporters for sure.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jacob Isaiah here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this 2024 draft class at the offensive line position. So I'm curious, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, was football your sport, and were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go?
So my parents chose to hold out for me for football and just wait till I was in middle school. I was in other sports like soccer, basketball, and I actually was really big into volleyball. I grew up in Hawaii, and so volleyball is another top sport over there. So I was, you know, playing club, playing beach, playing indoor, and it was fun. But it was definitely football. Football was definitely where I wanted to play.
Fair enough. And then have you always been an offensive lineman or defensive lineman guy?
Yeah, when I started playing, you know, I kind of didn't really know where I was going to be at, and, you know, just ended up playing offensive line. And I mean, just learned to love it, and I still do. I love playing offensive line. I love knowing who to block, where to go, and everything that goes with being an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I personally, when I'm up in the box and I got the binoculars, or even I get the breakdown tape, I love watching offensive linemen, especially if I can find a guy that's nasty and just say you guys are all pulling light, this guy's going left, and you kind of watch him finish off the play. Maybe he puts him on the ground and kind of uses his head, you know, as an aid to get up. I love a feisty offensive lineman and just kind of watching you guys get after it. Now, with that said, for you, I ask this question of all our guests. So just hypothetically, you're sitting in the film room with these NFL teams, Jacob. What do you think they're going to love about you? I guess, what are those intangibles, those qualities that you bring to the position that they're going to fall in love with?
One of the biggest things is communication. It is one of the key components about being an offensive lineman. We have to communicate with each other, and I feel like I'm very effective in communicating with my guards, my tackles, and even the quarterback. You know, if the snap's a little bit off, or you know, if he wants it a certain way, you know, I communicate, I talk with him, and you know, if he, you know, whatever, cater to them, and also just you got to be smart, you got to be able to, you know, read the defense, you know, see certain tendencies, if they're going to blitz this way or if they're faking this out. And, I mean, those are probably one of the biggest components. I feel like I've gotten a lot better since playing at Fresno State in both the run and the pass game. I think the tape will show that there's been a lot of improvement from year one to year two when I was at Fresno State.
Do you contribute that to anything? I'm just curious, because you kind of mentioned the jump. I mean, was it just you getting acclimated with the system, or did you just kind of – I don't say that you didn't take it seriously before, but did you just learn so much how to just build your game up to be more prepared and kind of all those things with, you know, being a veteran although you're in college?
Yeah. I mean, 4 years at Michigan State, you know, it really taught me – you know, how to just be a college athlete from both being off the field and on the field. And then when I got to Fresno State, you know, I dove right into football, and, you know, I was really starting to get to understand our offense, getting to understand, you know, why are we, you know, running this play on third and one, or, you know, being able to – I think the biggest transition was when I – transitioned to center on my last year. You know, there's a lot of responsibility being a center, from the snap of the ball to even after the play. You know, you gotta rally the guys, and it's like, all right, get back in the line, and you know, tell me to play, and I gotta direct traffic.
I'm curious. Pro day workouts. I think that was last week. And even projecting to the next level. And listen, I know if they want you to kick the ball, play quarterback, you're going to sign up and you're going to do your best. But do you see yourself as a guard or a center? I know the versatility is there, but how do you think these teams are perceiving you? Or they could perceive you to play both.
Yeah, I'm training for both. You know, I'm training to be versatile, to be both guard and center. You know, I think it just benefits me, and I like playing both. I honestly do. You know, I started as a guard and as a center, and I do love, you know, directing traffic at the center, but I mean, also at guard, you kind of just it's easy. You don't have to snap the ball. You just, you know, you hear the cadence and you go. So, but
fire
no,
off
I,
the ball.
I, yeah, fire off the ball. Yep, get after them. But no, I'm training for the interior, both to be both a guard and a center.
Wonderful. And then listen, this is your podcast, and we do know NFL personnel listen in. Anything go unnoticed about your game, Jacob? This is your opportunity. You could have been a film junkie, weight room warrior, great in the community. Maybe some of the schemes at both Michigan State and Fresno State didn't allow you to maybe get upfield more, pull more. I don't know, but this is your show. Anything to add, if they're listening, that can help you kind of fall in their good graces around draft time?
I think, you know, I'm coachable. You know, I've been through 5 different offensive line coaches in my career. So I've been through a lot of different offenses, and you know, I've gotten a really good grasp with each of those offensive line coaches. And you know, I'm a early riser. I'll get there, you know, 15 minutes, you know, 20 minutes before a meeting starts. You know, you can count on me to, you know, do my job.
I love it. Hey, man, that's a great selling point right there. You can count on me to do your job. And you've been doing your job magnificently. That's why you're here. That's why you're preparing. That's why you're waking up at 5:20 every morning, driving an hour through Phoenix traffic to get your butt in there and kind of work out your craft as you build towards this this next career. Now, we've been talking X's and O's the entire program. Anything outside the game of football where you have passions, interests, or other hobbies?
I love cooking. I love to make a good meal. You know, my before I got to college, my mom said, "Hey, I need you to make 5 dishes." And at first, I was like, "Ah, I can just get takeout. I could do it." But you know, I started to seeing that the takeout option, they weren't giving me the, you know, right amount of portions of food, or you know, the taste was a little bit off. So I you know, train myself to work in the kitchen and, you know, make some good dishes.
Tell you what, props to your mother. That is, you know, I have a daughter at school, and my son's already back old, but never thought twice about actually preparing them to make certain meals so they would have it. So kudos to your mom for having that great idea. Jacob, listen, we're almost out of time, and it's been a pleasure having it. I'm so appreciative to share you with our draft audience. But before we let you go, we call it 3 and out. They're just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you could pick any coach on the coaching staff of Michigan State or Fresno State, but does any coach come to mind who had a particular pet peeve during practice? If you got caught doing it, you, your teammates, anybody, you might catch some hell.
My last coach, Coach Armstrong, we he had a fine deal where, you know, if he saw us, you know, clapping hands after a bad play or not jogging or not running to the line of scrimmage, we would get fined. And I think we got to like $30 or something as a group. So that definitely comes to mind.
I love it. And speaking of offensive linemen, usually you guys are the bigger eaters, the bigger bodies on the team. Does any particular teammate come to mind who was the biggest eater, some of the most crazy meals you've ever seen thrown down by a human being?
My freshman year, at Michigan State, we had a Thanksgiving Day kind of eating contest where see how much pounds you would gain after a meal. And I can't remember who it was, but someone won with a 13 pounds gained.
Whoa. Oh, my. That's incredible. That's just crazy. Wow. All right. We're kind of sticking to the theme of food. And you can't pick yourself because it's your draft party, and I don't want you cooking for your own draft party. But with that said, absent of you, draft day, draft weekend, if you will, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. You're going to be with family and friends. Who's the best cook in your family? And what would you like that person to have prepared, Jacob, as you make this next football journey?
Ah, man, that is a tough question because I'm usually the cook. But out here in Phoenix, that's where I'm staying with, and that's who I'd want to cook for me. She makes pretty good meatloaf and rice, chicken curry, and a lot of good other food, good healthy food. So, you know.
Fair enough. Well, listen, your aunt is now on the clock for meatloaf, her chicken curry. You, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. As I mentioned earlier, I appreciate your time. Continued success. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jacob Bisaya, the standout from Fresno State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.